Welcome back to the Daily Roundup. I'm Mark.
And I'm Dana. 10 stories, quick hits first, then we dig in. Ready?
Let's run it down. Controversial calls, from Denkinger to the Hand of God. History's wildest officiating moments.
Drake May named an AP NFL MVP finalist after a breakout second season. Pats headed to the AFC title weekend.
Kawhi scored 24 and stretched his 20-point streak to 23 games as the Clippers held off the Lakers.
Brandon Ayuk's future in San Francisco looks doubtful as trade whispers and injuries swirl.
AP Comeback Player of the Year finalists dropped. Diggs, Hutchinson, Trevor Lawrence, McCaffrey, and Dak Prescott.
NFL also announced 5 MVP finalists. May, Stafford, Lawrence, McCaffrey, and Josh Allen.
Hannah Hidalgo made ACC history. Fastest to 2,000 points and Notre Dame's all-time steals leader.
Kirill Kaprizov scored 45 seconds into OT to lift the Wild past the Red Wings, 4-3.
Heat beat the Kings 130-117 amid a heated sidelines exchange between DeMar DeRozan and Bam Adebayo.
And finally, despite injuries, Jamal Murray's steady hand has him set for an all-star nod as the Nuggets grind through the season.
All right, quick rundown done. Let's slow it down and dig into each story, starting with those officiating moments that still sting.
This retrospective reads like a catalog of seasons changed and legends complicated. Don Denkinger in the 1985 World Series, the infamous safe call at first that sent the Royals rallying and turned Denkinger into a target for outrage. That call didn't just affect one game. It became part of baseball folklore, crossing the line from error to cultural moment, complete with threats and FBI attention. It shows how officiating mistakes can become personal and historical.
Then there's the NFL's tuck rule in the 2001 playoffs. Brady's potential fumble reversed. Patriots back in the game, and eventually the Super Bowl. That rule change and its controversy shaped how fans and analysts view replay, rules clarity, and momentum-altering calls. You can trace a lot of modern rule scrutiny back to moments like that.
Hockey had its own messy chapter with Brett Hall's goal in the 1990 Stanley Cup Final. Skate in the crease and still a goal? And the NHL changing the crease rule afterward. And in basketball, Chris Webber's non-called travel in the 1993 national title is another example. One non-call changed a championship's final sequence and haunted Webber's narrative.
International and political pressure plays a role too. The 1972 Olympic gold medal game between the U.S. and the Soviets remains one of the most disputed finishes in sports history, where officiating and geopolitics intertwined. And of course, Maradona's Hand of God in 1986, whether you call it genius or cheating, it's forever part of World Cup lore.
Closer to home, there's Jeffrey Meyer in the 1996 ALCS. A fan's interference ruled a home run, and Jim Joyce's missed call on Armando Galarraga's near-perfect game in 2010 shows the human side of officiating. Even field conditions matter. The snowplow game in 1982 saw a plowed lane change outcomes. And the NFL's 2012 Fail Mary, Hail Mary finish pushed the league to end a referee's lockout. The through line? Officiating decisions, made by people, machines, or rules, can alter careers, titles, and legacies.
Switching to the NFL headlines, Drake May earning an AP MVP finalist spot is a huge storyline. Second season, over 4,300 passing yards, 31 touchdowns, 450 rushing yards, dual threat production powering the Patriots back to the AFC Championship for the first time since 2019.
He's in elite conversation alongside Christian McCaffrey, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, and Matthew Stafford. Stafford is often pegged as the frontrunner, but May's postseason numbers, near 450 yards and 4 TDs across his playoff outing so far, give him momentum. Sunday's AFC Championship against Denver could be the defining moment for his MVP case. If he lights up Denver and the narrative follows, it's not just stats fans will talk about, but the context of leading a turnaround team.
And the NFL announced finalists for Comeback Player of the Year: Diggs, Hutchinson, Trevor Lawrence, McCaffrey, and Dak Prescott. These are career restorative seasons. Diggs back from an ACL to top 1,000 yards. Hutchinson posting a career high in sacks after a devastating leg injury. Lawrence and McCaffrey bouncing from injury-plagued 2024s, and Prescott returning from a hamstring avulsion to put up big numbers.
It's a reminder that narratives matter in awards season. Health, resilience, and team impact are weighed alongside raw numbers. Expect close ballots.
Over to the NBA. Kawhi Leonard's 24 points kept his streak of 20-plus points alive for the 23rd straight game, as the Clippers edged the Lakers 112-104. Kawhi's production and the team's depth, 7 players in double figures, show why the Clippers are surging, winning 14 of 17.
That fourth quarter stretch was close. Lakers closed within two at one point, but Harden's response and Zubac's presence in the paint sealed it. Worth noting, LeBron and Luka were both impactful. Luka flirted with a triple-double, but the Clippers' balanced attack and 59% shooting were the difference. Clippers keep rolling. Lakers need answers as Austin Reeves remains out.
Brandon Ayuk's situation in San Francisco is more of a roster and roster economy story. John Lynch hinted Ayuk likely played his last snap for the 49ers. He's been sidelined with knee injuries and has had off-field issues around rehab compliance. A near trade to Pittsburgh, a later four-year $120 million extension, and now questions about whether he fits into the 49ers' plans. It's messy.
ESPN's Bill Barnwell floated Washington as a plausible landing spot, reuniting with players and executives familiar to him. But the $27 million cap hit complicates the market. For contender teams, the risk-reward calculus is high, proven talent with durability concerns versus the salary and locker room implications. This will be one to watch in the offseason.
Turning to college basketball, Hannah Hidalgo's night for Notre Dame was historic. She reached 2,000 career points faster than anyone in ACC history in just 86 games and became Notre Dame's all-time steals leader with 388. The stat line versus Miami, 27 points, 10 steals, 5 assists. An all-around game.
Hidalgo's consistency is wild. Double figures in every game of her career so far, and she's averaging 24.5 points and over 5 steals per game this season. Notre Dame improved to 13-6 and will head to Clemson next. She's not just piling up numbers. She's changing program and conference records.
In the NHL, Kaprizov's OT winner 45 seconds in sealed a 4-3 Wild victory over Detroit. He had 2 goals, Zuccarello added 2, and Gustafsson made 31 saves. Detroit tied it multiple times, but Minnesota answered every time. Quinn Hughes, with 3 assists, now ties defensemen assist totals. He's been a playmaking force since coming to Minnesota.
This one speaks to resilience late in the season. Detroit's still atop in points, but Minnesota keeps making timely plays. OT goals like that often flip momentum into the next week for a club.
Heat versus Kings, 130-117 Heat win. But the headlines weren't just scoring. A heated sidelines exchange between DeMar DeRozan and Bam Adebayo after DeRozan shoved Pelé Larsson escalated into taunts and pushing. Video showed back-and-forth trash talk and a physical shove later in the game that Larsson and Adebayo didn't take lightly.
This is part basketball, part mentality. DeRozan's frustration with the Kings' season came out in physicality. Adebayo defending a young rotation player reflects the Heat's identity. The league will sort any disciplinary follow-ups, but for now the Heat walked away with a big win and a statement about their team toughness.
Last up, the Nuggets and Jamal Murray. Despite major injuries to Jokic and others, Denver beat Washington behind Peyton Watson's huge night and Murray's leadership. Murray put up 24 points and still looks like an all-star lock based on production and the intangibles, carrying the team through adversity.
Coaches and teammates praised his durability and steady hand even when not 100%. Those are all-star considerations: production, reputation, and team need. Expect his name on that roster.
That wraps our deep dives. Quick takeaways?
Officiating controversies continue to shape sports mythology. May's MVP push is real and context-driven. Kawhi and the Clippers are clicking. Keep an eye on Ayuk's market. Hidalgo is having a generational college run, and the NBA's physical edge showed up in Miami.
Thanks for listening. For more on any of these stories and our full daily episode with guest takes and mailbag, subscribe to the podcast and visit our show page. I'm Mark.
I'm Dana. Catch the full episode for post-game audio, clips, and our weekend preview. See you tomorrow.